young, you know, when it hit me. And I was little. Coming on out there, I call it the old lady slop room. Hmm. It wasn't a slop room, but there's a house, you know, where it fed all the children. I call that a slop room. Fed all the children.
Who did the cooking for the plantation?
I don't know what the old woman's name done the cooking. Miss Clement did tell me here not long ago who done the main cooking. You know, they didn't cook in the kitchen like here. They'd have an off kitchen, off from the house.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and then pack the village, you know, to the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Pack it to the kitchen. They weren't cooking in the kitchen, dining room. I was a great big girl when I know the Miss Bethany and them had a kitchen and a dining room mixed together. I was a big old girl. They cooked it on outside,
uh-huh.
Right in the yard, but you know, they cooked it out there and then brought it to the house, brought it to their kitchen when I was a child.
Well, they had some of the slaves who worked in the house and then some worked on the yard, isn't that right?
No, them waking in the yard, men waking the yard some nights, but them there would wake in the kitchen, they didn't have nothing to do in the yard. And they had one, you know, to make up beds. Had one to make up beds, you know, and one to cook. And then they go, had such a time to make up bed, and then they go to field. And then had a regular nurse, you know. Nurse, you never just see old mister with the baby, never no time. He had a regular nurse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, you'd hire somebody to nurse, but be a grown woman nurse, tend to that baby. And keep them kids, never did care to old mister that was hungry night or day. Now that was hungry. They cared that too. You tend to that baby. That baby slept with the old nurses and all.
Hmm.
Yes, I slept with them. Didn't have nothing to do. Care the baby and sit there until he'd nurse, and then after it nurse, you know, then you cared back, tend to it. You didn't have to just, she tend to it, you know, and give it to you. You get, give it to her and nurse it, care how cold it is, and you carry that baby back on in that room where you was.
Hmm.
And I know
well, did the mistress nurse the baby, or did she have
She nursed from the breast.
Uh-huh.
But see, she nursed this baby. Like that he'd be hungry, well, the here nurse would bring it to her and let her nurse it. And then when she nursed, she'd hand it right back, night or day, you know. And tend that baby night and day, hand it back to her. And if that baby's any kind of sick, that nurse had to sit up there at night and tend to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, more than...
She never did, huh?
Ma'am.
She never would take care of it like that.
No.
The nurse had to do it.
No. Well, you see, that's done now, my dear.
That's right.
It's not done now, my dear.
Yeah.
Well, my niece had... granddaughter here, she take care of baby, and his mother hardly ever take it, and she knew this ain't slave time. And she never do hardly ever take it.
I know a lot of women do.
Yes,
that,
don't tend to them. No, don't tend to them.
Well, do you remember any of the slaves being sold? Do you remember any slave sellers, you know, men that would just buy and sell slaves?
No, sir, I never did see it. I never didn't know that, you know. We heard talk of it, but then I ring that was after slave, I ring. We hear talk of it. You see them talk about, you know, putting them on stumps, you know, or something high, you know, and beating them off like you did cattle.
Hmm.
Beat them off like you did cattle.
Well, none of your folks were ever sold then?
No, sir, none of them ever were sold.
You were born right there and never did leave. You were.
Born right there and stayed there until I was about 9, 10 years old, maybe even more. Stayed right there. We didn't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and them didn't know where to go. You see, after freedom broke, just like you turned something out, you know, didn't know where to go. That's just where they stayed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Didn't know where to go. Turns out just like, you know, you turn out cattle. I say, didn't know where to go.
Do you remember when the Civil War was being fought?
Well, I can't remember much about it, but I remember this much. When Mr. Bethany was gone a long time, looked like a long time. And I remember all the next morning, it's when he got up. Now, don't knock that back there. When we all got up and all of them went to the house to see old master. And I thought old master was dead, but it wasn't. He had been off to the war and come back. But then I didn't know, you know, into the war. I just didn't know he was gone a long time. all the niggas gather around and see old master again. You know, and old master didn't tell you no, it was free.
He didn't tell you that?
No, he didn't tell. They wait there. I think now they say they wait them 6 months out of that. 6 months. And turn them loose on the 19th of June. That's why you know you celebrate that day, colored folks. Celebrate that day. Celebrate that day.